If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jam Lord. I'm your host, Monster Jam Lord. And today we're going to recap Monster Jam from Foxborough, Massachusetts, Boston show for Monster Jam 2021. Monster Jam's return to Massachusetts. Super cool, super fun event. This is my, after MetLife Stadium, this was my, number one most wanted to visit stadium. I could not be more excited to attend a show in Gillette Stadium. So beautiful, and it did not disappoint. Definitely one of my favorite stadiums I've ever been to now. I might like it a little more than MetLife, if I'm being honest. I think MetLife, a little too crowded, inside and out, but Gillette Stadium was really nice, really nice. But let's not waste any more time. Let's get right into recapping results from our one full capacity stadium show in Foxborough, Massachusetts, Boston, if you will. And this lineup is one of the best lineups I think we've seen in a stadium all year, just because of how interesting it is. It's got a little different Feld drivers, and we got some independents that have not run much in Monster Jam this year. Pretty similar lineup to New Orleans directly a month ago before this. So let's start off with the lineup right now. We got Bad Company, John Gordon, Fast Metal, Cody Saucier, Adam Anderson, Gravedigger, Mohawk Warrior, Bryce Kenny, Son of a Digger, Ryan Anderson, Soldier Fortune, Caleb Blood, Scooby-Doo, Lindsey Reed, Monster Mutt Dalmatian Galaxy, Cynthia Gauthier, Monster Energy, Todd LeDuc, Max D, Tom Mentz, Kraken, Nick Pagliarulo, and Jester, Matt Pagliarulo. So, pretty strong stadium lineup for this show with our 12 trucks. And let's start off by recapping results from racing. So round one, we had Bad Company, John Gordon defeating Monster Mutt Dalmatian Galaxy, Cynthia Gauthier. No surprise there. John Gordon does tend to be a pretty good racer. Gravedigger Adam Anderson defeated Cody Saucier in Fast Metal first round. That one, it could have gone either way for sure. Cody Saucier is known in Monster Jam as one of the best racers. That can't really be disputed. But Adam took him out this time. Son of a Digger defeating Great Clubs Mohawk Warrior. No surprise there, because Ryan could beat anyone. And Tom Mentz, Max D defeating Jester. And that is it for round one. Your four winners are Bad Company, Gravedigger, Son of a Digger, and Max D. Going into round two, Bad Company defeating Scooby-Doo, who automatically advanced into round two. No surprise there. Soldier Fortune, Caleb Blood defeating Adam Anderson and Gravedigger, which is incredible. That Caleb Blood has so much talent. Like, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I kind of slept on her ever since, you know, when she was in arenas for the past 5 years or so. But these stadium shows, she's really been able to show what she can do and just how much skill she has driving a monster truck. It's insane. I can't believe it. Beating Adam Anderson in racing fair and square, not to mention winning your second ever stadium competition racing in your first show back after the pandemic in MetLife Stadium. She is incredible. Has such a bright future for Monster Jam. Undisputed. And, I think maybe they should take her out of Soldier Fortune and put her in one of those more notable trucks, you know? Like, I mean, mark my words, dare I say Gravedigger? Or Max D, even. I think she could even pull off Max D if there's ever a Max D female driver. I think that'd be cool. I just threw that out right now. That'd be pretty cool. But marking right after this race, Soldier Fortune defeating Gravedigger, is when it started to rain. So there was a little bit of rain in this show, which completely turned me off. When it started happening, that was unacceptable. You know, come on. Especially when you only got a one-show weekend. when you got a three show weekend, it's like, okay, well, one show's rainy, the rest are fine, but I really was hoping it wouldn't rain, and it did. But it's not the end of the world yet. Let's get through the results, and then we'll get on with it. Ryan Anderson, Son of a Digger, defeating Kraken Nick Pagliarulo, who did a complete barrel roll in air after he hit the racing lane on the final jump. The truck just, the rear steer kicked, and it turned completely sideways and landed on all wheels again. That was really cool, but that took him out for the rest of the competition. Son of a Digger was unable to advance because he broke something in the front of the truck. So Gravedigger, the fastest loser, took his place, Adam Anderson. So if it's obviously not going to be Ryan, it's going to be Adam being the fastest. So Ryan is officially out of the racing competition as of round two. Moving on to the semifinals, Bad Company John Gordon defeating Soldier Fortune Caleb Blood, who I think would have won that race if it did not start raining. It got really slick, and she lost her groove, you could tell, in this race. After it started raining, that was pretty much it for her. And Tala Duke Monster Energy defeating Adam Anderson Gravedigger. Imagine losing twice in a night, man, for Adam Anderson. That's really gotta suck. You know, I don't know why Adam wasn't, I mean, he's, again, one of the best racers in the company, and he lost fair and square to Tala Duke, which, hey, not a surprise. But moving on to your finals for this show, we had Monster Energy, Tala Duke defeating Bad Company Jordan Gordon. So your first 12 points of the night go to Tala Duke and Monster Energy. I haven't seen Tala get a racing win in quite some time. I think since San Antonio about 2 months ago now. In the last show, if I'm correct. Or maybe the second show. But there's another racing win for Tala Duke. First 12 points of the night go to him. And let's go over the scores for the skills challenge. So Great Clips Mohawk Warrior did not compete. His truck broke in racing. Son of a Digger did not compete in the skills challenge. And by this point, it was soaked. So by the point we're at the skills challenge, the track is soaked. There was not much going on in this skills challenge, but we'll get up to it. We're going from reverse order. So, and Kraken did not compete. So 3 out of the 12 trucks did not even compete in the skills challenge, which was, I don't even know if it was better or worse, because it was all muddy anyways. It's not like much else would have happened. Ryan probably would have done some wheelies. Kraken, probably some wheelies. And Mohawk Warrior, probably some wheelies. So that's about it for them for the skills challenge. They did not compete. Jester did pretty much nothing. Cody Saucier's front end it just stopped pulling. His front end of the truck stopped pulling right when he pulled out for the donut, and he could not do anything with that in the mud, so he got 4.093. Dalmatian Galaxy, some sky wheelies, 4.404. Bad Company, more sky wheelies, 5.986. Soldier Fortune, 6.725. She tried to stop, he did not work, so then she just sent it, got some big air to try to get a score, and that was not any skills challenge right there. Coming in fourth, Scooby-Doo Lindsay Reed, 7.589. The reason why she got that high of a score is because she tried a sky wheelie and got it. And then she tried a really big sky wheelie. She went on the big step-up ramp and got a sky wheelie. Pretty decent, you know, so that's why the score so high. And your top three, it's a common theme between them. Let's see if you guys catch it. So Monster Energy Tala Duke comes in at third, 7.840, with some donuts. And really nice donuts. I think this deserves the lead up to this point. Out next comes Max D, Tom Menz, 8.055. Tom Menz comes out with some more donuts, which I think were a little better than Todd's. And your winner of the skills challenge, Gravedigger Adam Anderson, 9.135. Could you guess? Some donuts. And he, by far, had the best donuts out of these three people. Not even a surprise. Adam Anderson throws down some great donuts, especially in the mud. You know, throwback to Atlanta a couple months ago. Those were insane, the speed he was getting in that mud. And he did the same thing in the Foxboro mud, this show. Super cool. Really loved it. So far, pretty good show. But I was bummed out because there was rain. But newsflash, everybody. The rain stops right as the skills challenge ends. And it just goes away for the rest of the show. So right when the halftime started, track crew gets out there and dries up the entire track, and it's time for freestyle, and you cannot see a trace of mud on the entire track. So they, props to the track crew, they did an incredible job. Nobody's run was really ruined due to the rain in freestyle. So moving on to freestyle, let's do the scores in order again. Kraken did not compete. He was out for the rest of the show, coming in last. Scooby-Doo Lindsay Reed came out, had 2 hits, but did not complete 30 seconds, so she did not get a score. First hit, okay, and their second hit, she did a little pirouette and landed right on the roof, could not pull it over and save it. Podisocier Fast Metal had a really nice freestyle. Just a lot of momentum and a lot of speed. Nothing too crazy, because, you know, he's now that he's back on the Independence, he probably doesn't want to be breaking his trucks. Bad Company came out after that with a 6.789, just a little bit better. I think that might have been accurate, too. He might have had just a little bit better run than Cody. Mohawk Warrior, Bryce Kenny, 6.865. Did not do much, did not fill the time. He blew his motor before he could really amp it up. Jester, 7.079, with a really short run, but a really cool crash. He did a wheelie just about full speed, flipped it over on the roof, and almost pulled it over before, of course, could you guess, they shut him down. Wow, that's great. You know, the truck's in the middle of a save, and you're going to shut him down. Fans really love that, you know. I love it when they do that. Props to you, Monster Jam. Next, Soldier Fortune, 8.188. Another great freestyle from Caleb Blood, which, again, was cut short due to her driving a little too crazy. But it was still just as entertaining as all of her other runs. She does so good. Caleb Blood really deserves that spot on the stadium tour. I hope she gets it next year. I hope so. I hope this isn't temporary. I hope this isn't temporary. 8.188 for Caleb Blood. Next, Son of a Digger, Ryan Anderson with an 8.496. Ryan filled just about a minute, probably a minute 30, minute 45 in between there. But he crashed just a little too early before he could really capture the lead. You need about two or three more good hits to capture the freestyle win. And he was on the way to it, but running it a little early, stuffed the whole front of the truck into the ground and kind of did like a half somersault and landed right on the roof. Monster Dalmatian Galaxy, Cynthia Gauthier comes in at fourth with an 8.817, which, you know, she had a typical Cynthia Gauthier run until she hits the backflip and obviously over-rotates the backflip and does something crazy in the air and lands on the roof, and then that's what gets her the high score. So, 8.817 for Cynthia Gauthier. Coming in at third, Gravedigger Adam Anderson with a 9.342, who again laid down a great run until he hit the backflip ramp, just slightly under-rotated it and landed back on the roof, and that really took Adam's score away. He had at least another 30 seconds to go. Which I think, again, if he just would have kept going, he should have taken the lead. I think he should have gotten second, though, but coming in second was Tala Duke Monster Energy, 9.392, compared to Adam's 9.342. And Todd had just a typical Tala Duke 2021 run, where he's coming out for a minute and just driving, trying to fill time until he hits the backflip, then turning it up after that. And that's been Todd's MO for the entire year, because he knows that the fans don't really care if you try. All they care that you do is do a backflip. So he did exactly that and got second place because of it. But to everyone's surprise in the stadium after it happened, Tom Mintz, Max D, comes out and wins the freestyle competition with a 9.462. And I said that was a surprise, not because it's Tom Mintz, but because he did not even attempt the backflip the whole run. All Tom did was send the truck, just like Tom's always done for his entire career, and do one of those nice, beautiful rebound moonwalks where he got one of the biggest hits of the night. And he had bigger hits than that in his own freestyle later after. And rebounded it into a moonwalk at one end of the stadium. Walked it all the way back to the ramp that he hit it on. So cool. Tom Mintz is incredible. And clearly deserved that freestyle win, if you ask me. And now moving on to the overall points. Coming in last, we have Kraken Nick Pagliarulo with 6. Mohawk Warrior with 9. Fast Metal 11. Jester 12. Son of a Digger 16. That far down. Dalmatian Galaxy 16, Scooby-Doo 18, Bad Company 22, 4th Soldier Fortune 24, 3rd Max D 28, 2nd Gravedigger 32, and overall event winner Tala Duke Monster Energy with 33 points. And I think if you factor in correct scoring in here, Adam should have got one place higher than Todd in freestyle, I think, which would have tied them, and since Adam had the higher freestyle score, he should have got the overall. But it always just comes down to those little points, and it always gets screwed up because the fans don't know what they're doing. But hey, what are we going to do? That is it for Monster Jam and Gillette Stadium. Before we end, you guys can check that video out. Videos from the entire show on my YouTube channel, Monster Jam Lord. YouTube.com/C/Monster Jam Lord. Go follow me on Instagram at monster.jam.lord. And I'm going to give you guys my schedule upcoming for the next 2 months of Monster Jam action, all from September through October, the entire month. Let me go tell you guys where I'll be. I'll be in San Jose, California for all 4 arena shows at the SAP Center, September 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Super cool. Next weekend, I'll be in Cleveland, Ohio, September 10th, 11th, and 12th for 4 more shows in an arena. Super cool lineup for that. Next weekend after that, I will be in Tacoma, Washington at the Tacoma Dome for 3 out of the 5 arena shows on September 17th and 18th. That's going to be fun. Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live in San Diego is returning September 25th and 26th. I will be at the show on the 26th, recording that and putting that on the YouTube channel. Monster Jam is also coming back to Glendale, Arizona. I will be there filming October 2nd. 2 Monster Jam shows are coming back to El Paso, the last ever show before the pandemic. Monster Jam's returning to El Paso. We'll see what happens there. I'm excited for October 9th and 10th, 2-show weekend. Assume full capacity, so that's going to be really fun. And then Monster Jam is returning to Arlington, Dallas, Texas, the next weekend, October 16th. And Houston is getting another Monster Jam show on October 23rd. So that covers me for the next 2 full months of Monster Truck action on the channel. Make sure to subscribe to me on Monster Jam Lord YouTube channel, youtube.com/c/MonsterJamLord. And check out my videos. I've been to 53 shows this year as of me recording this. Go check out those videos from Fox Boy if you enjoyed today's podcast. Thank you for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.